Chapter 1. Harper Gale sat back in her chair and took several deep breaths. She, along with her best friend West, and Baron MacLeod had arrived at the village of alchemists a few hours ago. They'd been meeting with a woman named Lynn that Harper assumed served as the village mayor when a messenger burst into the meeting room shouting about an attack. Mention was made of an army, but Harper didn't get the details. Now Lynn was deep in conversation with two other villagers dressed in flowing gold and orange robes. The huge, nearly empty meeting room now seemed far too small. Harper badly wanted to get outside and enjoy a lungful of cool, fresh fall air. She suppressed the feeling. Whatever was going on, she needed to know about it. A quick glance at West confirmed that he looked every bit as anxious as she felt. He was chewing the inside of his cheek and constantly smoothing his ponytail. Of the three of them that arrived from outside the village, only Baron MacLeod seemed at ease, or maybe he just hid his feelings better. As a Montague noble, that was certainly a skill he'd have perfected over the years. Hoping to distract herself, Harper asked, "Do you know anything about this army she mentioned?" The Baron ran a hand through his gray beard and frowned. "No. The histories mention a war long ago with a powerful wizard, but the accounts I read were painfully vague. The idea that a wizard powerful enough to survive getting reduced to ash exists beggars the imagination, and I say that as someone that studied Lord Colt's history extensively. Hopefully, once Lynn gets done with the new arrivals, she'll give us an explanation." "I don't know much about the nobility and ranks and stuff," West said. "How exactly do these people fit into the kingdom's power structure?" Baron MacLeod snorted a laugh. "The answer to that is more complicated than I care to think about. I suppose the best way to describe it would be as separate, but still within the system. The village answers to no one but King Irving. They treat me with respect, but more because I married a villager than because I'm a baron. Though, to be fair, they treat everyone with respect as long as you don't give them a reason not to." It was too complicated for Harper, and she found the first signs of a headache forming across her forehead. Fortunately, before West and the Baron could get any deeper in the political weeds, Lynn bowed to the people she'd been speaking to and came to rejoin them. "I apologize for the interruption. Our enclave overseeing the reclamation of the Blighted Lands has been completely wiped out by a wizard leading a pack of ghouls." Harper's jaw tightened. That had to be one of the bastards responsible for killing her father. "Where is this enclave?" "Far to the west of the village." Lynn's dark eyes seemed to pierce all the way to Harper's soul. "You seek to continue your quest for revenge."
"I certainly do."
"I don't recommend it. By the time you arrived, the wizard will either be long gone or in possession of the apprentice's army. Either of those results will lead to your failure, and in the latter case, your certain death." Before Harper had a chance to snarl that she'd be happy to take that chance, the Baron cut in. "You mentioned the army before. An army of the dead, you called it. What did you mean?"
"I meant exactly what I said. Sometime after the apprentice arrived here from Ahmet Sur's nation, what is now called the Deadlands, and before the war started in earnest, he summoned an army of wraiths from Astaroth's hell."
"How?" West asked. "I'm no expert on that sort of magic, but don't you need to offer something from this side to get a bunch of undead or demons in return?"
"Indeed." Lynn's face twisted in a bitter scowl. "He offered the lives of several hundred men, women, and children taken by force from villages near the border of the Great Forest. In the process of summoning the wraiths, he destroyed a section of forest 100 miles in diameter, a place that came to be known as the Blighted Lands. At the center of the ritual, a perfectly round cave appeared, which he named the Oblivion Deep. After his defeat, the remains of his army fled to the cave, recalled by some magic beyond our understanding."
"Why not just destroy the cursed things in the cave?" Harper asked.